WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the wake of Saturday's deadly Hamas attacks, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu creates an emergency wartime government, saying, quote, every Hamas member is a dead man. Tensions are also high in the northern part of the country, with a potential second front along the border with Lebanon. CBS's MTS Tayeb reports.
Armed Palestinian groups and the Iranian-backed Shia group Hezbollah continue to fire rockets into Israeli territory. Hezbollah is Lebanon's most powerful armed group and is committed to Israel's destruction, with its vast arsenal of rockets and thousands of fighters who gained combat experience in Syria's civil war.
Along the southern Gaza border, the Israel Defense Force reports more than 1,200 deaths over the past 5 days. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 1,100 have been killed there. And the U.S. says 22 Americans have died and 17 are unaccounted for. CBS's Nora O'Donnell speaks to a survivor.
Renana told us her mother kept her calm.
In those hard moments where we thought the Hamas is going to come in any second, she told me to think about the Taylor Swift performance we're going to in June and how I'm going to sing and how much she's going to feel me.
It gave you hope.
Yeah, that I'm going to make it to June, that I'm going to make it out of there alive.
House Republicans choose Majority Leader Steve Scalise over Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan to become the next speaker. Scalise saying,
we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again.
But he still needs a House floor vote. An Alabama woman who made international news when she faked her own kidnapping over the summer is found guilty in her hoax. CBS's Matt Piper.
Carly Russell will have to pay $18,000 in restitution, a judge finding her guilty of filing a false police report and falsely reporting the incident. On July 13th, she reported seeing a child walking along an Alabama interstate before she went missing. 2 days later, the 25-year-old was home, later admitting through a statement she made the whole thing up. The judge also recommended a year in jail. She plans to appeal, which will lead to a jury trial. Matt Piper, CBS News.
CBS's Stacey Lynn on Family Dollar issuing a nationwide recall on dozens of over-the-counter drug and other products that had been stored at improper temperatures.
The extensive list includes popular items like Crest and Colgate toothpastes, Listerine, Pepto-Bismol, Vicks VapoRub, and more. The FDA said the products were sold at stores in more than 20 states between June 1st and October 4th.
Auto workers escalate their strike as 8,700 workers walk out at a Ford Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. Ford calls the move grossly irresponsible. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knodel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap.
CafeLatte.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. Can you hear me, Haley? Hey, Kadagi to all my friends in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm at the Twins game. Oh, wow. Haley, we can't hear you. I think you're muted. Haley, got to hit the unmute button. There you
go. Yes, I was running my stuff from the board. We're going to go ahead right away here with our ticket giveaway for the Guthrie Theater. We're going to be handing out a pair of tickets for the Thursday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. performance for the people at the Guthrie Theater. We're going to have someone call in right now. Let's take our third caller. Our number, call us right now at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205.
Well, hey, now that you can hear me, Haley, or I can hear you, I'm at the Twins game here, and exciting stuff. We're going to have Arvina on, and we're going to talk to her. She's driving, so we're all being dangerous, and we're all driving you producers crazy with our wicked ways here. So it's good to be here. And again, call us at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Win those tickets. It's going to be an awesome play. Maybe, Haley, you can talk a little bit about it before we get our guest on.
Yes. So again, this pair of tickets that we're handing out is for the Thursday, October 19th performance at 7:30. This is a show, a comedy born from the Twin Cities Native community for the people by Ty Defoe, Larissa Fast Horse, directed by Michael John Garces, and Ernest Briggs is in this one. Sherry Foster Blake, Kendall Kent, Wes Studi, who will be we're really excited to have him on the show. Hopefully here within the next week or so. So we'll be interviewing Wes Studi. Also Nathaniel Two Bears is in that one as well. So a couple Ho-Chunks, which we're really excited to support in that play. And we're excited to be out there for opening night, too, this Friday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Wendy, you, me, and we'll be out there and be able to see this play firsthand and talk about it. Can you guys see my other camera here in the Twins?
If you are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, Robert is here live at the Twins game. He's out at Target Field. We've got our cams up. So go Twins. And when is the first pitch? Is that at 6?
6:07. So we got a little time, and it's like Dan Gladden's going to be catching the first pitch. And Gary Gaetti's coming in town to throw out the first pitch, and he was a big, big part of the 87 team and one of the best third basemen the Twins ever had. So that'll be awesome, throwing it to our friend Dan Gladden. So I'm wondering, do we have our Arvina on the line?
I think we do. Arvina, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I have to say that, Robert, I believe I saw a picture of you with former Twin and as far as I'm concerned, Brewer for all time, Paul Molitor.
That's right. I did. Yes. Between us, we have 3,000, I think 400 hits between Paul and I. And he's a St. Paul neighborhood kid. So we all grew up together over there in the St. Paul, the Midway area, and know his family really well. And, you know, just
oh my God.
Go ahead.
Like 12-year-old me is dying right now because I had the biggest crush on Paul Molitor.
That's awesome.
You know.
And then you hear this other Ho-Chunk thing, too, is that Haley went to school with one of the Twins that are playing, went to high school with one of the Twins. So we're all connected, as we all know. We're all connected here.
I did, yes. Okay. So Matt Wallner, he's had his debut this year. And I did graduate. I've known Matt since elementary school, kindergarten, really. But, yeah, great baseball player. So excited to see him.
We shouldn't be surprised that Ho-Chunks are the center of the universe.
Right?
I'm just saying.
Yes,
we know everyone.
Yes, we are. That's awesome. Hey, Arvina, what are you doing? I hear rumors you're driving to some important meeting. Can you talk about that at all? Or is it hush-hush?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The important meeting that I'm driving to is picking up my daughter at her first high school basketball practice. So this is a big deal. Getting another Ho-Chunk athlete out there and getting her ready for her, you know, this is preseason for high school girls basketball here in Wisconsin. So, you know, everybody out there who is listening, if you're in Wisconsin, Madison West Regents are practicing and, you know, are going to be a force to be reckoned with. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm on my mom duty and making sure that my kiddo is working her heart out and getting ready for her first high school basketball season.
So, did you play basketball in school? Or?
Absolutely not. No, I was a swimmer. If there was a ball, I usually got, you know, like if there was a ball in that sport, usually I got hit in the head or in the face with it, like all throughout middle school and high school gym. So I stuck to swimming and track and sports that didn't have a ball in the air to hit me.
but you do roller derby now, though, right?
I do, but also there is no ball in roller derby. So I still count that.
Well, that was a futuristic movie with James Caan called Roller Ball, and that had a ball in there. Well, that's a whole nother subject. But, yeah. So you are an athlete, so don't be shy. We know you're an athlete and your daughter takes after
absolutely.
You. That's awesome.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm happy to support her, and especially in a sport that I don't quite understand. I don't have all the rules down. All I know is that, like, when her team has the ball, I yell really loud, and when her team gets fouled, I yell really loud. So that's kind of where we're at. I'll learn all the rules as we
Ho-Chunk
go.
Ho-Chunk people with the big voice.
That's all right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take a break here soon. I'd like to get your, we haven't talked in a while. I'd like to get your, you know, your opinion on what's going on here nationally. Oh my goodness. We got a war happening. We got insanity happening with the House. And so I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Oh, absolutely. If you could see me right now, you know, you bringing up all of these items, I'm sitting here with my eyes very, very, very wide open, being like, oh my God, yes, everything is crazy. But yeah, happy to talk about all the things that are happening right now that are just, oh dear, I can't even think of an adjective to describe them at this point.
Absolutely. So, hey, we're going to take a break here. Let's hear the bumper music and rock out of this. We're Haley, Arvina, and I, and I'm at the Twins game, and this is a Ho-Chunk show called Native Roots Radio. Ho-wah.
Stay with us.
We are a Lusa Nation.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool, and other Metro Transit assistance by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
The Guthrie Theater presents For the People, an irreverent new comedy born of the Twin Cities Native community. In the play, April Dakota dreams of opening a wellness center on Franklin Avenue to serve the Native community. She's counting on a grant to make it happen, but when her presentation goes sideways, she's forced to make a decision that puts the community and her culture at risk. On stage now through November 12th. Tickets at GuthrieTheater.org. That's through November 12th. GuthrieTheater.org.
Are you remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Strong Hearts Native Helpline. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Join Strong Hearts Native Helpline CEO Lori Jump for a virtual event, Let's Talk Empowerment, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on October 17th, 2023. Lori will lead an engaging and enlightening conversation on the pressing issues of domestic and sexual violence within Native communities. This event will delve into the crucial intersection between these forms of violence and the significance of culturally specific services and resources. Strong Hearts Native Helpline, free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Awesome, Haley. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, Emerge CEO, Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And we haven't talked in a while, and I'm at the Twins game here. And Arvina, I would like to just get your opinion on what's been going on here and how's that affecting us in Indian country. Hoa, welcome back.
Oh boy. Talk about the most loaded question ever. just kidding. You know, I think that there's been a lot that's happened in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month. And I think that there are two really big things that have happened. One, obviously the attack last weekend on Israeli settlements that were done by Hamas. I think it's pretty easy to say that you know, I hope the rest of us support our Jewish siblings, our Jewish family who are going through terrorist attacks. I also think that it's important to acknowledge our Palestinian relatives who are looking for solutions and that are not represented by Hamas.
Right.
And I think that it's really important to acknowledge that the people of both Israel and Palestine are being affected by these actions, and that perhaps you can support Jewish Israelis as well as Palestinians without supporting the government of Israel, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, and obviously also without supporting Hamas, which is basically a terrorist organization. I apologize if my words are not as. I just want to acknowledge that there are thousands of years of history involved that make this kind of interaction difficult. But I think that regardless of that we can all agree that the Jewish people of Israel and Palestinians have the right to coexist peacefully, and that, you know, sometimes the government or organizations that purport to represent Palestinians don't do it in the right way. If that makes sense.
That makes so much sense, and I've been waiting to talk to you about this because I really believe in everything you just said there. There's a long history. It goes back further than 1947, but also there's no need to have all these things happen to innocent people. And I blame the governments and Hamas on this. And thank you so much for saying that, because I agree with you 100%.
And the actions of the Israeli government under Prime Minister Netanyahu and the actions of Hamas, I think that we can fairly say that they don't represent the actual people of Israel and the actual Palestinian people who want to coexist peacefully and have every right to do so. Again, if I misunderstand parts of history, or if I misunderstand some of the nuances, I apologize now, because again, this is, you know, thousands of years of history that I don't know a lot about. So I'm trying to react to this with what I know and understand now. And I understand that I might not have all the information. So
I appreciate that. And let's swing into what's happened in Wisconsin politics, you know, where they're trying to call back our new Supreme Court judge. What would give us an update? What's happened in our neighboring state, Wisconsin?
Oh, dear. We have members of the right wing, MAGA types that want to impeach our newest Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, saying that because she said that the current legislative district lines have been rigged, which, let's be real, they 100% have been rigged. that somehow clouds her judgment from being able to apply the law as it's written and as it applies to, you know, whatever case that they are potentially hearing. Republicans want Justice Protasiewicz to be to recuse herself or to otherwise be removed from these proceedings, because then that means that that the Supreme Court is a 3-3 split between progressives and conservatives, and that's the only reason why they want her to recuse herself. When, you know, Justice Protasiewicz has very eloquently explained how she believes that recusing herself in light of, you know, what she said, her beliefs, and what is potentially coming before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, that it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Also, she hasn't even had a chance to rule on anything. So, you know, I think that's another just like point in her favor, that Republicans were and the right wing and MAGA types were always going to say she needs to recuse herself, because that's what they need in order to split the Supreme Court and in order to maintain the status quo, in particular with regards to state legislative districts, which, you know, we're getting into a new part of the conversation, but that are fairly universally considered to be some of the most gerrymandered legislative districts in the entire country. And that's what Republicans and that's what the right wing and that's what the MAGA types are trying to defend. Their right wing, legislative district lines. When, you know, if we were to go to a more Iowa type model of redistricting, the majority held by conservatives would absolutely fall. And even if the Republicans were to maintain a majority legislatively, they would absolutely certainly not be able to hold a veto-proof majority at all. So
I really appreciate that, you know, and everything that you're saying, because for me, sometimes it's hard to watch mainstream media, because I don't feel like they give the right information. They let MAGA people get away with telling lies and not calling on them. So I really appreciate you talking about that, and especially the gerrymandering. That's ridiculous. Our sister Trisha Zunker should have won twice, but the gerrymandering, she would have had to win 65% of the vote, and just how bad gerrymandered that is. So we pray for Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's a purple state, but we're working on it. And I know you're working on it with the Merge Wisconsin.
Well, I also want to say that it takes brave people like Trisha to put themselves up for these seats that are clearly gerrymandered out of the realm of victory. But people like Trisha Zunker, who run for these seats, are the ones that keep these issues in the mainstream when people aren't talking about it. So, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that just kind of look at somebody who runs for what other people might call a hopeless seat. But in instances like Wisconsin, where we have these insanely gerrymandered districts, you know, it's those folks that are brave and are that put themselves and their names on the ballot and put themselves out there for criticism that help maintain our democracy. And, you know, exactly what you're saying about, you know, Trisha had basically insurmountable.
CBS News special report. 5 days after Hamas launched attacks in response to Israel's decades-long deadly occupation of Palestinian territory, Israel Defense Forces say they've struck more than 2,000 targets in Gaza so far. Rockets are falling inside of Israel as well. The U.S. says among the thousands dead are 22 Americans and 17 are unaccounted for. President Biden tells a roundtable with Jewish community leaders.
What are you doing to bring these, get these folks home? If I told you, I wouldn't be able to get them home. Folks, there's a lot we're doing. A lot we're doing. I have not given up hope. I'm bringing these folks home.
The UN says more than 338,000 people have been displaced in Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv.
There are efforts to open a humanitarian corridor for people in Gaza, but they don't really seem to be getting anywhere. Most people there don't have the option to leave, and now they're running out of time.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of 6 responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
8447-NATIVE or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7. With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 43, Thursday cloudy with a high near 53, and Thursday night rain with a low around 45. Since 1984, Cafe Latte has been serving up the freshest baked goods and modern comfort food in a cafeteria setting. Their menu is prepared with the best ingredients available. Cafe Latte is a leader in sustainable dining, composting their food and paper waste along with recycling everything they can. Located off Victorian Grand in St. Paul, more at cafelatte.com.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl.
Right on cue. We have three howlers. That's hard to say. Hey, win twins. You know, Wendy, we're going to win twins. We're going to score. We're going to win twins. Watch that baseball soar. Now got a home run. Shout a hip hooray. We're going to win the Minnesota Twins today.
Wow.
I just made that up. I was rapping. That's the old Minnesota Twin song. I didn't want to get into that. But, hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's an animal advocate, and she's been talking about our sacred animals for over 7 years, years on Native Roots Radio. And like many things here, Wendy, I have learned so much from you. And your Fun Facts Friday is always a staple here on Native Roots Radio. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Hey, my name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dagger Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, tomorrow, excuse me, tomorrow, in fact, I am going with another animal advocate of mine. I'm picking her up. Mm-hmm. And two other people are going over to Mayor Carter's office.
St. Paul Mayor.
In St. Paul. Yep. And we're going to be talking to him about some humane legislation that we want to have passed here in St. Paul. So I'm really excited about that. I don't want to get into the details yet.
Ooh.
Because, you know, there's always people out there who may be against what we want to do.
We call them bad actors.
And they might cause some problems. So, yeah. But it's all good stuff. It's all humane legislation. It's all for the animals and the environment also. Mm-hmm. This also affects the environment. So,
yeah.
So that's what we're doing tomorrow. I'll be there in the morning.
You've been doing great work for over many years. And I remember I liked politics, but you were more political than me in our marriage, and I've tried to catch up to you. But do you remember that
early on? Well, yeah, I was meeting with a lot of city council members and legislators.
I was Wendy's husband back then. I was Wendy's husband back then.
Yeah, now it's the tables have turned.
I don't know. See about that? Yeah. They always ask about you. Where's your wife?
Well, I'm really excited to tell everybody about something that I've been kind of tinkering in for a little bit now. You know, I'm retired, and I always was kind of, what would you call, like a dabbler of painting?
Well, you definitely, first met, I saw your paintings from when you painted, and you hadn't painted in quite a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when you work full time and you're busy, it's really hard to do that. But
you're bringing up a husband, you know, in a good way.
Bringing up a husband and take care of animals here at the house and working on animal legislation. It's hard to get everything done that you want to do. So now I've been painting, and I just want everyone to know I have a Facebook page. I do not have a website yet, but I have a Facebook page if you want to get on. It's called Pilots Palette.
P-I-L-O-T-S.
Apostrophe S.
Oh, apostrophe S.
The Facebook page is with an apostrophe.
Okay.
Because that's proper English.
My bad. See, so you're raising me still.
And palette, P-A-L-E-T-T-E. I have a Facebook page. I don't have all my work on it, but I have some of the pet portraits I've been working on, which have been really a lot of fun.
That's
I've been doing pet portraits for people.
Wow, another P. Pilots pet portraits for people.
And it's mostly dogs, but I just got a request for a cow. Somebody wants me to paint a cow for them. Yeah, so I could definitely do that too. And if you have any kitties out there, you know how I love the kitties.
Right.
But some of my work is on there, and I've been busy. I have some orders that I have to get done for Christmas. It's been really fun.
What I really like is when you do a puppy portrait or any kind of animal portrait, you like the backstory, and it really helps you really get the eyes and everything out of the soul out of the animal.
Yeah, I always ask whoever I'm painting, whoever's animal I'm painting, I ask them to tell me about the animal. So, you know, do they chase squirrels? Or was their personality?
Or were they rescued?
Were they rescued? What happened in that? You know, while I'm painting, I think about the animal, and it helps me, get their essence and bring out the essence of them. So it's really been a lot of fun. So, Yeah, check it out. Pilot's Palette on Facebook. I know a lot of people don't go on Facebook anymore, but
I have an
Instagram. Instagram also is Pilot's Palette, all together, one word, Pilot's Palette, no apostrophe. I only posted like two things on there. I don't really know how to use Instagram. I'm really like, you know.
Yeah. I think
social
whatever
media idiot, but
I think whatever you put on Facebook goes to Instagram.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, to be quite honest. So I just put it out there and see what happens. So. Yeah. But I've gotten a few orders, so that's been really great. So, yeah, for Christmas presents.
Maybe Haley can put up the link on Native Roots Radio, and we can have people swarm you for quotes.
Yeah.
Quotes.
I would love to do that.
Sure, that'd be great, Haley. I really appreciate
Haley,
it.
Haley, you're an artist too, aren't you?
Yes, Haley. I've seen you. Haley does watercolor, I think. I do acrylic.
Yeah, I dabble.
Beautiful, beautiful work. Landscapes and stuff I've seen her do. Really, do. Really beautiful
I
stuff.
Do stick Thank people. You. I do stick people.
I've seen it.
Yeah, with smiles or frowns.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things I want to talk to people about. So Halloween's coming up. Yes. Right? Halloween's coming up. Years ago, years and years ago, I used to volunteer at the Bergen County Animal Shelter in New Jersey.
Wow.
I lived out in New Jersey, and I used to go there and, you know, walk the dogs and, you know, clean the kitty litter, do all kinds of stuff. But during the month of October, what we would do is we would not adopt out any black cats, because they're like bad people out there.
Yeah.
So there's bad people out there who do bad things to black cats. So we would put all the black cats in the back, and Halloween night, a volunteer, one or two volunteers would stay and sleep over at the shelter to make sure that the cats were okay and that they were safe. Yeah. Isn't that sad that that has to happen?
I never knew about that.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah. So we used to do that.
Me
yeah,
either,
people
Haley.
Used to try to break in and steal the cats, and like they would sacrifice the black cats and stuff. Really, people out there. They really are. So listen, even if you have any kind of cat, keep your cat inside, right?
Yeah,
especially the black cats right now.
3-4 day radius.
I would definitely keep the black cats in. If you're still decorating for Halloween, try not to use that fake spider web sticky stuff, because lots of
birds,
all kinds of animals get stuck in it. Yeah, so it's not really a good thing. But I have a couple of little things here. And this is, it's called Reverse the Curse. Black cats can be lucky too. So here's a couple of things that are really lucky about black cats all over the world. So in Scotland, a black cat appearing on your doorstep is a sign of prosperity.
Oh, we only have black cats leaving our house. They don't come to us.
I know,
we're
right?
not very prosperous.
Oh, my goodness. In Japan, black cats are a symbol of good luck.
Oh.
So, yeah, so that's in Japan. In Italy, if you hear a black cat sneeze, it's good luck.
Oh, we have a black and white cat that sneezed on me before.
Okay, that's half good luck, then, yeah. I guess, right?
Yeah.
In Northern Europe, bringing a black cat on a voyage ensures a safe passage.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
bring interesting. A black cat on a cruise ship. There you go. In England, a black cat as a wedding gift will bring good luck to the bride.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of good things about the black cats. So keep your cats inside. Keep them safe. Also, I see I'm out and about walking Wanda here. And
I saw Wanda's footprints, but I didn't want to say anything.
I'm
going to
tell a really, really funny, quick story. So around in our neighborhood, they're fixing all the curbs, all the sidewalks, and a lot of sidewalks, especially on the corners, are closed. Like they have,
they're,
you know, the
tearing them up.
They
and
have the
putting wheelchair accessibility, and bump outs.
Right, right. So they're all done. So you have to kind of walk around. It's hard, you know, getting around. So you walk around in the dirt or the grass on the side of the cement, and then you get on the other side. So I'm walking. Wanda the other night. I'm like, all right, Wanda, come on, let's get, you know, the sidewalk is closed, the cement is just nice and fresh, let's walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I walk around, but she's a funny dog. She just wants to walk on the sidewalk. So what she did was she's jumped up on the fresh concrete that they just poured. It wasn't like totally wet. She didn't sink in. But her little paw prints are all now in a hole, I don't know, like a 6-foot piece of sidewalk now, like forever.
Yeah.
Like she's in.
It's like the Wall of Fame or the.
And I saw her walking up there. I was like, oh my God, Wanda, get down. Yeah. And then she was like shuffling around because I was like, you know, so now her paw prints are like in a little circle and it's like all over the place. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sure there's a camera somewhere of somebody watching. I'm going to get in really big trouble. Come on, Wanda, let's go.
Hey, we
let's
had
run
to
down the street.
We had to visit it yesterday.
So Robert and I went back yesterday. It was like pretty dry, but there were her. They were her little paw prints who will be
She'll
there
be
all
there.
Over. I'm not going to say where it is either because I'm going to get in trouble. I felt so bad. I mean, I see how it happens all the time.
And
we really didn't mean to do it. It was a total accident.
Who would have thought she would have been heavy enough?
That I apologize. And honestly, it looked like it was totally dry. You know how it turns white?
Yeah.
So also, I see a lot of people out there with the blowers blowing there.
Leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers. They're cleaning up all the leaves. They're fixing, you know, cleaning everything up for winter. Leave it. Be lazy.
Right.
Just leave it. We have so many bugs and pollinators and insects that need those leaves to use for warmth and shelter during the winter. Just leave them. And that's all you need to do. Be lazy.
You know, you didn't have to twist my arm when we switched over from raking the grass to like, just leave it, Robert.
Just leave
like,
it. Let the pollinators live there. The bees live underneath there. All kinds of little critters live underneath there.
I thought you were trying to trick me.
I know. I was trying to trick you. Yeah. Definitely.
He's like, hey, don't cut the grass. Like, what? Oh, yeah, no problem. What?
Yeah, oh. Exactly.
Hey, great segment. Congratulations on really
Pilot's palette.
But not only that, but just to finding your jam and your and what you love to do. I can
I'm
see how
obsessed.
Much you love.
I am. I'm so obsessed. I love it.
Hey, we got 30 seconds left here. Up next, Bob Blake from Red Lake and me at the Twins game still. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Oh,
getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool and other Metro Transit assistants by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
In recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, this message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline, a culturally appropriate domestic and sexual violence helpline for Native American and Alaska Natives. Advocates provide free support and advocacy 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential, 24/7.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACDI's Four Sisters Farmers Market, which happens every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3. Robert and I will be there tomorrow, so come on out and say hi to us, as this is probably one of the last market days of the season because it will be wrapping up here at the end of October. Hey, Kirgi, welcome back. Hokshanapee, welcome. Good evening. Producer Haley Cherry, Chashape Wingawayni, Ho-Chunk Nation, Descendant Eagle Clan with you guys right now. Robert Pilot is at the Twins game. So go Twins. We hope they get this win here. Congrats to our Guthrie ticket winner, Danielle DeLong. Have the best time at the performance for the people at the Guthrie Theater. And I am here with Bob Blake from Red Lake. Solar Bear with the Solar News is on with me. Bob, thanks so much for joining me on this last segment. It's been a few weeks, I feel like, since we've had you on. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday. I'm very curious to hear how your Monday was and what you've been up to.
Hey, I want to say, I think that there's a fix how Danielle DeLong got that ticket there. I think that
she was our lucky caller.
There is a fix going on here. Danielle DeLong, I think there's a fix here.
But we could probably hook you up too, Bob, if you want
to. I'm just joking. No, enjoy the show, though. I think that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Hey, is that the one? And that's got Wes Studi in there, isn't it?
Yes, and we're actually going to be interviewing him hopefully within the next week or two.
Oh man, that's going to be cool. Wes Studi, like, and then like all the big actors in the Twin Cities are going to be in there. Now, Holly, I have to let everybody know out there, I am a fellow thespian myself. I used to engage in the Twin Cities theater. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a little nerve-wracking trying to get your lines down,
right?
You know, because there's a few times like I was like I had to improvise,
yeah, and that can be scary.
Yeah, and you're in like the people that are like, you know, reading with you are like on the other side of you are expecting you to get your lines, you know what I mean? Because there's little things that they catch and how we like move through the play, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I had to improvise a few times. And I remember one of the persons coming like, hey, were you supposed to say that? I was like, no, I forgot it. But, you know, but everything works out. And the Twin Cities theater community is absolutely wonderful. I mean, there's
so many things.
Oh, and I got to tell you too, Haley, I got paid to go and do like these readings. Like you get paid.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope they're paying their actors.
Yeah. So like you get paid. Like I got paid to go and do these. I was like surprised. They're like, oh, here's your check. And I was like, really? For that? Like I was like, all right, you know, like a couple more of these and I make rent. You know what I mean? Like I used to, you know what I'm saying? Like so for all of you that are in the, you know, acting community and theater community, get involved in some of that. It's pretty cool.
I know New Native Theater is just casted for their new show, I think at Christmas in Okeechobee or something. So looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I worked with Rihanna and over there at New Native Theater.
Yeah.
And, it was a really wonderful experience. And you know what? I think it's just like, isn't it, Haley, isn't it just more like trying to like take you out of your comfort zone and like, you know what
exactly
I'm
that's exactly what it is.
I
took a couple acting classes actually in college at the University of Minnesota at the Twin Cities campus, and I had the best time. I met like some of the most authentic, real people, and they made me so comfortable around them. So like, you know, acting and delivering your lines and messing up and maybe not being as confident as, I don't know, maybe some of the other people in the room, like it's a really great community and everyone kind of makes everyone feel really comfortable to be there in that space.
Speaking of confidence, segue here, Haley.
Go for it.
Into the solar news with the Solar Bear.
Yes.
I think that, and I want to talk real quick about Wisconsin.
Our neighbors.
I've been spending some time over there too lately because I've got some projects over there and
I did hear about that.
And you know, it is just found out that through the Inflation Reduction Act, the state of Wisconsin is going to get some funds, some grants to do some climate work and start with some climate planning in the state of Wisconsin. So now, Haley, think about this as an end around to, you know, the Republicans, you know, over there in Wisconsin that are holding up all this, you know, could be great, like, climate work, right? You know, they're the ones holding up everything over in Wisconsin. And so, you know, you're not going to turn down federal dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just stupid. That's just stupid. So, you know, these dollars are going to, you know, a lot of the states around the country, right? And Wisconsin was picked, and they're going to get federal dollars to start doing some planning on the, you know, on their climate plans over there. So, meaning,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so meaning, like, it would be dumb to turn this money down, right? So Wisconsin, your state's going to start doing some planning, start doing some work around, you know, climate change and adaptation, mitigation strategies, because I think this is really, really important and could really help the communities, of Wisconsin, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and making the switch to renewable energy, I mean, in the long run, will save people and businesses and schools so much.
Yeah, yeah. And another really good story, Haley, that came out here in Minnesota. I'm going to jump around the Midwest here because I know we're like in Chicago, Kansas City. You know what I mean?
All over Turtle Island.
And here in Minnesota, we have a new law that is basically called the intervener compensation law. And what this is basically saying is that if a nonprofit or an individual wants to intervene in a case up at the Public Utilities Commission, they're going to be able to be compensated for that time.
Okay.
So this doesn't happen, if not any time around the country, right? Sure. And what's really great about this is that individuals can now participate in the process, the regulatory process, and be compensated for it. Now, it's got to be within reason, but, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people do this work for free. And so for them to be able to be compensated for this, and I think this is fair, because when you look at the utilities and you look at, you know, the lobbyists that they have on their, you know, on their payroll compared to what we have.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like we should be able to be compensated for this too. So I think this is really great, and kudos to the Minnesota State Legislature for going ahead and passing this law, because it really is a, you know, it really is a good law. And then I want to jump over to Ohio real quick. And Ohio is trying to restrict and put in some laws in place around solar, rooftop solar. You know, Cleveland, guys, Cleveland rocks, man. You guys got to, like, fight, you know, to be able to allow for solar and renewable energy in your state. So, you know, keep the fight up, guys, because the world is depending on you, too. So I hear the music.
Yes, we got about 30 seconds. Thank you so much, Bob.
Yep, that's the Solar News with the Solar Bear.
Thank you, as always. Thank you, Big Pina Geeky. Thank you to Arvina Martin, our Ho-Chunk Sister of Emerge Wisconsin Executive Director. Thank you, Wendy, as always, and Bob Blake from Red Lake. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We are still here. We are the next generation.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.